From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. South Korean President Moon Jae-in said North Korea has expressed its desire for complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula and is not seeking conditions ahead of his meeting with Kim Jong-un on April 27th. However, U.S. President Donald Trump said Wednesday he'd be willing to walk away from the highly anticipated summit with the North Korean leader if he doesn't think much will amount to it. Sagar Magani has more.
The president already sent his CIA chief to meet with Kim Jong-un, the most high-level U.S. contact with the regime in nearly two decades. He says he will meet with Kim in the coming weeks and do everything possible to make that a success. But if he doesn't think it will be, he won't go. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Despite frequent assurances that they continue to enjoy a warm friendship, U.S. President Donald Trump and Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, over 2 days of talk, apparently failed to bridge significant differences on major trade issues. Josh Waplogle takes a look at Cuba's Miguel Díaz-Canel, who is the sole candidate to be the country's next president.
Díaz-Canel would be the first man without the name Castro to hold the top government position in Cuba since Fidel Castro seized power in the 1959 revolution. Few people expect real change in Cuba, as Castro is expected to maintain a powerful role while serving as head of the island's Communist Party. But there is hope that a new generation of leaders will tackle deep-seated issues and improve relations with the United States.
That was reporter Josh Waplogle. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, be sure to point your web browser to our website or download our mobile application. This is VOA News. Syrian state media says hundreds of rebel fighters in a town northeast of Damascus has handed over their weapons and started to leave under an evacuation deal. Under the agreement, the rebels are allowed to move with their families to opposition-held areas in the country's north, effectively surrendering their turf to the Syrian government forces. China's Ministry of Commerce spokesman, Gao Feng, criticized the United States Thursday for penalizing one of the Asian country's most prominent tech companies, saying the move will hurt the United States itself, cost tens of thousands of jobs, and affect related American enterprises. On Monday, the U.S. Commerce Department barred ZTE for 7 years from importing American components in a case involving exports of telecoms equipment to Iran and North Korea. Gao said the move will also shake the confidence of the international community towards the investment and business environment. The United States is hopeful of reaching agreement with Britain, France, and Germany to address U.S. concerns about the Iran nuclear deal. U.S. Disarmament Ambassador Robert Wood told a news conference in Geneva Thursday. Purnell Murdoch has more.
Wood said that the discussions were intense ahead of a May 12 deadline and said the United States had concerns about a failure to address Iran's ballistic missile program, a 10-year sunset clause for limits on Iran's nuclear programs, and Iran's general behavior in the Middle East. Wood added that he was hopeful that an agreement could be reached that the president would feel comfortable with. Purnell Murdoch, VOA News.
The European Union said it could impose further sanctions on Venezuela if it believes democracy is being undermined there, after its president called for elections next month that the main opposition said it will boycott. Jeff Custer has that story.
EU Foreign Affairs Chief Federica Mogherini said in a statement that she regretted the way the authorities under President Nicolas Maduro had called the May 20th presidential and legislative elections without a consensus on the conditions for a credible and inclusive electoral process. Venezuela has tumbled into an economic and social crisis, with millions suffering food and medicine shortages, hyperinflation, and growing insecurity, which critics say is the result of the dysfunctional policies of Maduro's government. The collapse has driven an estimated 3 million people to flee the country. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
Regional broadcaster ETB reported that the Basque militant group ETA is ready to announce its final dissolution early next month, putting an end to a decades-long violent campaign for independence from Spain. ETA has been inactive since 2011. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.